If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this Lord's Day in the middle of the month of December, we count it a privilege to come into your home, or into your place of business, or the hospital, the motel, the rest home, the prison, wherever you might be today. It is a joy to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, God is doing wonderful things. Almost 500 people were registered in Sunday school to hear the Word of God taught last Sunday. The month of December 1973 will be one of our best months in history, and we're praising God for the good things He's doing for us in saving the lost, in adding to the church, and in enabling us to send the gospel around the world. Today is Mission Sunday. It's the day that we receive our annual Christmas missionary offering. I trust today, if you do not have plans to attend Sunday school somewhere else, if you do not have a church home, if you're looking for a place where the Bible is taught, where God's Word is honored, and where there is a class for every member of your family in Sunday school, I trust that you'll come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class, as we've just stated, for all the family, every age, and every grade level. Our textbook is the Bible, the Word of God. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of these services are planned with your spiritual needs in mind. And I trust that you'll make your way today to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287, and by Loop 820. Come today, discover a new dimension in worship as you visit Worth Baptist Church on this December Sunday. It'll be a joy to have you with us, and you'll discover a warm, friendly, and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God today. We would like to hear from you by mail also. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today. If you would like a printed copy of the messages heard on Worth Baptist Hour or a cassette recording, we would be happy to let you know how you can receive one if you will write us this week. Again, our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Peace of Mind and How to Have It. I shall read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, at verse 27. But first, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for this hour, for this day, and for the glorious privilege of voicing the gospel of Christ. It would be our prayer that Thou wouldst direct this message to the hearts that need it most today. And may men find peace of mind as they trust Christ in this hour. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. Peace of mind and how to have it. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. A young man made a list of the things he would like to possess in life. He listed health, love, beauty, talent, power, riches, and fame. He showed this list to a man who was older and wiser than he. After reading the list, the older man said to his friend, "Young man, this is an excellent list, but it appears to me that you have omitted the most important element of all." "And what is that?" the young man asked. The old man took a pencil out of his pocket, crossed out the entire list, and then wrote at the bottom of the page three words, "Peace of mind." What did Jesus say? "Peace I leave with you, my peace give I unto you." I am drawn to this verse like a thirsty man to water. This verse is so refreshing. It is so comforting. It is so reassuring. Listen again to the words of Jesus. "My peace give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The days in which we live are heavy. They are dark. They are dismal. These are surely the days of which the Apostle Paul spoke when he wrote to young Timothy, "In the latter days, in the last days, there shall come perilous times, difficult, dark, heavy days." We're living in those days right now. And the thing that we need more than anything else, more than we need prosperity, more than we need the world's applause, we need the peace of God that passes all understanding. And there is but one source to get that peace, and it's recorded in my text. We can have peace only through Jesus Christ, our Lord. If you could survey people all over the world, I believe they would tell you that the thing they want most is peace of mind. Jesus said, "I will give you that peace." And may I say to you, right now, this moment, you can have the peace of God in your heart by exercising faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Like yourself, people everywhere are asking, "Where can I find this peace of mind?" The 200,000 people who attempted suicide last year asked that question. And the 25,000 who succeeded didn't find the answer. Peace of mind is not something you get in a capsule. Peace of mind is not something you search for, or strive for, or work for, or pay for. Peace of mind is something you accept. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." All you need to do is accept that gift. And in order to accept His peace, there are three other things that you must accept from Him. First of all, you must accept His pardon. We read in Isaiah 55, 6 and 7, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that all men are sinners. The Bible says there's not one man upon the earth who has not sinned. All of us have sins from the past that we are ashamed of. All of us have sins that haunt us from day to day. All of us have the feeling that we ought to be punished. A young man from another city called me the other night, and he said to me, "Preacher, I've wronged people, and I've sinned, and I've done a lot of things, and I feel like I need to be punished." And that is the feeling that many people have today. There is a constant dread or a constant fear of great punishment. Such a fear robs you of the inner peace that God wants you to have. Sin hangs like an albatross about your neck. And you're asking right now, "But what can I do with my sin?" I'm glad you asked that question, because from the Bible, I have the answer. First of all, you must acknowledge your sin. In Psalm 51:3, the psalmist cried out, "I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." Second, you must confess your sin. In 1 John 1:9, we read, "If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This is what David did. David said, "Against thee, Thee only have I sinned. This is what the prodigal son did. I have sinned, said the prodigal. And this is what you must do. You must confess your sin. And then in the third place, you must forsake your sin. It is written in Proverbs 28:13, He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Then you must by faith do one other thing. You must transfer your sin to Christ, who is your sin bearer. We read in Isaiah 53:6, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. I must say to you today, you cannot handle your sin. You cannot tame it. You cannot bind it. You must turn your sin over to God. You must transfer your sin by faith to Jesus Christ, your sin bearer. And then another question arises. What will God do with my sin? And I'm glad you asked that question, because again, from the Word of God, I have the answer. What will God do with your sin? First of all, God will forgive you of your sin. I cite you once again to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Yes, God will forgive you of all your sins. And then God will cast your sins behind His back. It is so written in Isaiah 38:17. Thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. God will blot your sins out. And in Isaiah 44:22 we read, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Not only that, God will forget your sins. In Isaiah 43:25 we read, I will not remember thy sins. And God will wash your sins whiter than snow. In Isaiah 1:18 it is written, Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God will wash all of your dirty, filthy, vile, unclean sins and make you as white as snow. And then God will remove your sins a great distance from you. The psalmist put it this way in Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our sins from us. Can you measure that distance? How far is it from the east to the west? That is immeasurable. God will take your sins away from you, removing them as far as the east from the west. And then there's one more thing that God will do with your sins. According to the Bible, God will cast your sins into the depths of the sea. In Micah 7:19 it is written, Thou wilt cast all my sins into the depths of the sea. And then, you know, God will put up a no fishing sign. God doesn't want to dangle your past sins before you. Calvary covers them all. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can and will wash away all your sin. And you can have the peace of God in your heart, knowing that your sins are forgiven, knowing they are cast behind the back of God, knowing they are blotted out, knowing they are forgotten, knowing that they are washed whiter than snow, knowing that they are removed a great distance and even cast into the depths of the sea. This and this alone will bring you peace of mind as you accept the pardon of God. Then in the second place, you must accept His presence. Beginning in World War II, at the very outset of the war in England, the authorities evacuated the children from areas that were under heavy bombardment. They placed them in a safe building, away from their parents. But soon they discovered their mistake. Emotionally, the children were upset. They were safe. They had all the provisions of life. They were well cared for. but being deprived of the love and of the companionship of their parents did them great harm. And so it is with us. We may live in the finest homes. We may eat the best food. We may have all the things that money can buy. But without the fellowship of the Heavenly Father, without His presence, we become restless and we have no inner peace. The Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." We must practice His presence. We must spend minutes with the Master every day. We must allow the Holy Spirit to so fill our hearts and lives that we are aware of the fact that God is with us every moment. Jesus promised never to leave us nor forsake us, but go with us all the way. And the assurance of His presence in your life will bring you peace of mind. In Isaiah 30:15 we read, "In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." Have you ever dropped a pebble into a very still pond of water? Do you remember how the tiny waves went out over the surface of the pond? Well, you and I must get alone in the presence of God. And when we do, we can drop some pebbles of great Bible truth into the pond of our quietness and our meditation. Such pebbles of truth like Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Such a pebble of truth as John 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Such a pebble of truth as Deuteronomy 33:27, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." When you do this, peace like a river will roll over your soul. What a joy, what a thrill, what happiness, what consolation comes in knowing that we have the presence of God with us moment by moment and day by day over the uneven pathway of our lives. Then in the third place, you must accept His purpose. Picture Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. There, alone on His knees, He prayed, "Father, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thine be done." Right then and there, Christ accepted God's plan and God's purpose and God's will for His life. You must accept God's will and God's purpose for your life if you are going to have the peace of God in your heart and in your mind. You must enter into the Garden of Gethsemane, as it were. You must learn to pray even as Christ prayed, "Not my will, but Thine be done." The poet put it this way, "I wanted to go, He said stay. I wanted to do, He said, pray. I wanted to work, He said, wait. I wanted to live for His sake. Love me, child," He softly said. "Oh, yes, Lord," I bowed my head. "I want Thy way. I want Thy will. Not my will, but Thine be done." This is the prayer that you must pray to get the peace of God in your heart. In the providence of God, things may come that you don't understand. The sudden death of a loved one, a crippling disease, a broken home, a broken heart. All of these things come and we don't know about them, and we don't have all the answers. But we must remember, all of these things are in His hands. All of this is God's business. The Master is in control, and He doeth all things well. I can assure you that God will not put anything upon you that you'll not be able to bear. Listen to His words, "My grace is sufficient for thee." My Father's way may twist and turn, my heart may throb and ache, but in my soul I'm glad I know He maketh no mistake. My cherished plans may go astray, my hopes may fade away, but still I'll trust my Lord to lead, for He doth know the way. Though night be dark, and it may seem that day will never break, I'll pin my faith, my all, in Him. He maketh no mistake. There's so much now I cannot see, my eyesight far too dim, but come what may, I'll simply trust and leave it all to Him. For by and by the mist will lift, and plain it all He'll make. Through all the way, though dark to me, He made not one mistake. I have a footnote and I shall be through. The peace of God comes only to those who are willing to accept it on God's terms. Are you willing to accept God's peace on God's terms? Are you willing to accept His pardon and His presence and His purpose for your life? If so, right now, the peace of God will flood your soul. You can have peace of mind, whatever the circumstances of your life. Just the other day, there came to my box a letter from a man in prison, in the Federal Correctional Institution, right here in our city. And he said to me, "Preacher, you'll never know what the broadcast means to me. And you'll never know how happy I am to have Christ in my heart. Even in prison, I have the peace of God." And you know, friend, you can have it too, right now, as you simply open the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.